The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perek, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Krisas of Zion. Mar here deals with Yom Kippur and some of the relevant points, and we're going to go through them. And specifically, the Mara talks about Shitas Rebbe, that Yom Kippur could actually be Mechaper even without Tshuva. So for starters, if we look in the Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva, Paragimel, the Rambam over there seems to be a stira. The Rambam first brings down in Paragimel, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam brings down that the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, the Makom in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, that Beinoni, telling us that Yom Kippurim, so let's go drop before the Mishnah into Tzaddik. Someone who's a Tzaddik comes Yom Kippur, comes Rosh Hashanah Nechtam L'Chaim. Mishnah into Rosh Nechtam L'Misa on Rosh Hashanah. And the Beinoni is telling us that Yom Kippurim, Masa Teshuva Nechtam L'Chaim, Vimla Nechtam L'Misa. The Beinoni is Taylor Naisai, his din is in suspense until Yom Kippur, and if he does tshuva, then he'll be Zeichet Chaim, and if not, Chas V'Shalom, then to Misa. But, and it seems that the only recourse for the Beinoni is tshuva. On the other hand, if you look in Halacha Dalid, over there the Rambam at the end says, talks about the milas of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, opportunities of Aseret Yemei Tshuva, and the Rambam says, the inyan zeh nagu kol beis Yisrael laharvus pitzako ma'asim tovim la'asik b'mitzvos b'Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim yasim kol hashana. So the Rambam here we're dealing with, the Rambam describes the Beinoni where everything is hanging on a balance, and one mitzvah could make it happen. And then the Rambam goes on to say that therefore we are knowing to be marben stuck on Ma'asim Tovim, and basically the mitzvah is from Hashanah Yom Kippurim more than the rest of the year. And would look like what we're really looking for is a little extra mitzvah that will push us over to the Tzatzeiv, and that point Bizeche. The Rambam and Halacha Gimel seem to say that the recourse is tshuva. And in other words, we have to do tshuva and take away some averus. And here we seem to have a simpler option of just doing a few more mitzvahs that will push us over to the Tzatzeiv. So how do we make these two Rambams work together? So, at first glance, it would seem that the reason why the Rambam in Halacha Gimel required tshuva is because if we're going to be marbe the mitzvahs and aseres mitzvah, but that's really on the cheshbon of the following year, of the new year. How is that going to help for the previous year, which we're being judged on? So the Meshech Chachma says a pshat over here. And the Meshech Chachma is Masber that the pshat in the Rambam is that the mitzvahs that we're doing over here are not being done for the sake of just adding to the cheshbon of mitzvahs. Rather, this is a form, so to speak, of, I don't call it tshuva, we'll explain in a minute what it is, but it's a form of achieving kapara on Yom Kippur. In other words, that the mitzvah the Rambam talks about is tzedakah ma'asim tovim, and that's the mitzvah ben adam chaveroi, mitzvah that through them we connect to Klal Yisrael. We're connected to the greater body of Klal Yisrael, and through that, if we can just add a little explanation, but that through that, one is then connected to the through Klal Yisrael once connected to the Ribono Shel Olam, and the kapar of Yom Kippur, the Mishnah tells us, brings the pasuk of Mikvah Yisrael Hashem, that it's the Ma Mikvah Mitaris Atzmei Ma Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mitaris Yisrael, that it works like a hashaka, that once we connect to that Mikvah Yisrael Hashem, that's Mitaris, and the connection is the Klal Yisrael B'Sharosham are connected to Hashem, and we're part of Klal Yisrael that connects us and enables the Kapara of Yom Kippur to happen. So true, we need to do tshuva to take away averus from the previous year, but as well, being osik b'mitzvahs not necessarily as the cheshbon goes, but as a person, we're now makusher to Klal Yisrael, and through that we're makusher to the Ribono Shel Olam, and makes the kapar of Yom Kippurim that much more effective. Similarly, we find that one of the main points of Yom Kippur is the Yud Gimel Midos. And the Yud Gimel Midos of Rachm that we say constantly when Eila gets even more intense, and we repeat it time after time. If we look in Chazal, we find Chazal uses a lashon of Oisin as the Yud Gimel Midos, a lashon of Asiya. It's more than just reciting the Yud Gimel Midos, but rather it's acting upon it, applying it to our own lives. And we look in the term of Devaira, where he goes through all the Yud Gimel Midos, the underlying theme of the Yud Gimel Midos seems to be that of Savlanus, of being Seivel others, and so on and so forth. And the term of Devaira brings out this tremendous Savlanus we find by the Ribono Shel Olam that's brought out through these Midos. And our goal here is that we're not just invoking Hashem's great Rachmanus, but rather we are connecting to it by looking to achieve those Midos for ourselves, and with that become more daima and more connected to the Ribono Shel Olam, and enable the Ribono Shel Olam to be merachim and give us kapara for the averus that may have been done. Now, coming back to that question we brought up in the beginning, the understanding of Shitas Rebbe that says Yom Kippur is without tshuva, which is obviously very difficult to understand, there's a lot of discussion exactly what it may mean, and there's a lot of technical pshatim of how to explain it, why, if so, you know, what then, where is there Schar V'Oinish? So, and I'm not, you know, without getting involved in the various options, just to give a perspective, there's an interesting Chassam Sefer that says that La'asid, Yom Kippur is going to be a Yom of Tainuk. Here we find the Torah describes Yom Kippur as a new Simas on Shai Sechem, a Yom of Inui, and La'asid is a Yom of Tainuk. And how so? So, in truth, what is it? Yom Kippur is a Yom Tif. However, it's a Yom Tif where the guf, our body, is not involved. And we are ma'ane the guf from all of its normal pleasures, its normal tzrachim. We kind of shut it down. We don't give it food, drink, shoes, sicha, and so on and so forth. And we instead, what do? We connect to the neshama, davening, tshuva. That's the essence of the day. So what is that? Is that inui? So in truth, the neshama, it's really tainug. Tefillah is a tremendous b'chol, like Rav Chaim V'Lajan describes tefillah as a avodah b'chol nafshechem, where it says that tzaddikim could come close to the darga of nevuah with through tefillah. It's a tremendous tainug. On the other hand, from the perspective of the guf, we're shutting it down. We're not giving it what it normally wants and needs. So what is that? So perhaps we could draw an analogy to Shabbos. On Shabbos as well, we have restrictions, and we're restricted from our normal physical involvement in the world. So is that inui? Well, Shabbos not even now Shabbos is not described as that. Shabbos is Einig. Why? Because you, although for someone who's not holding by it, he may view it as Inui, all the restrictions, I can't do that and can't do this, but in truth we know that that's just enabling us to disconnect from the world around us and connect to Shabbos, which is tremendous Einig. So Yom Kippur now, it, because the Darga is not yet on the Madrega where the Neshama is sufficiently dominant that it should be a Yom of Tainug, and the Guf is still present to the point where the Inui is felt, but La'asid, the Neshama will get stronger, the Guf will be less interfering, and it will be a Yom where we're Pater, rather than being something that we're not allowed to eat or we're not allowed to drink, we're exempted from the avoid of eating and drinking, and we could be Misanig al Hashem through the avoid of Yom Kippur. So, perhaps we could understand on some level that that Rebbe that says that Yom Kippur is Machaper without Tshuva, is meaning to say not that, we're talking about that the person, the Yom Kippur is one where a person is connecting to Yom Kippur. There's an avoid of Yom Kippur. And the avodah Yom Kippur, in a way, is like a little bit like Misa, where the person has to disconnect from his guf and shut down the guf and connect to the nefesh and the neshama in the avodah Yom Kippur, and that itself means is a certain leaving behind all of his attachments to all the things that he had done wrong. He has to kind of force his way out of it, and it could be difficult. It could be a difficult challenge, but he's leaving those confines. So, although he's not doing tshuva per se, where he's being mischarit and committing himself to a different path, but it's like, in a way, like a misa where, kind of, les breira, he forces himself out of that state of mind, and he goes through that tsar of pulling himself out of it and forcing himself into the world of ruchnius. So that itself enables him to reconnect and achieve a kapara, although obviously if he's going to go back to his ways, he's going to maybe lose that and he'll be back in the mud and have to deal with it, but at least at that moment he has left through the yegia of Yom Kippur, through the yegia of connecting Yom Kippur, he's left that behind, and that itself, like we said, is something like a misa, which has the ability to mechaper, like Shitas Rebbe.
Let us keep in mind that we don't paskin like Shitas Rebbe, and therefore, lahalacha, Yom Kippur will only be effective together with tshuva.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.